transportation. Next item on the agenda is number 5, Rappahannock River Estates Civic Association. Morning, Randy.
Morning.
Good job.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and get the lights.
Yes, sir. Let's proceed.
Rapid River Estates Civic Association is requesting authorization to install 45 mooring buoys, 11 timber pilings to establish a community waterfront mooring plan and a designated swimming area adjacent to their property situated along the Rappahannock River in Essex County. The project is protested by several nearby property owners. The project is located approximately 7.3 miles downstream of the Route 360 bridge in Tappahannock, which is up in the upper left-hand corner of your slide. The river at the project's location is approximately 2 miles wide. Depths are typically shallow inshore, so the vessels that would be using these moorings would be, you know, shallow draft vessels only. I've highlighted on this aerial the approximate boundaries of the Rappahannock River Estates subdivision. There are a little over 100 property owners. Their entire shoreline is held in common, all 800 linear feet of it. There are no private riparian waterfront lots. Each property owner has deeded access to the common area, which is the beach. This is an aerial depicting the common area, which of course includes the beach, as well as there's a boat ramp here, an attending pier, a couple of timber groins in this area, a community fishing pier, and a beach pavilion. They have not formed a legal property owners association. There is a civic association who is your applicant, who meets monthly during the summer recreational season. They elect officers, I believe, annually. They collect dues, and they use those monies to maintain the existing common area. Representatives from the association and certain residents from within the subdivision have worked with me since 2004 to resolve an ongoing violation. There were 25 plus or minus unauthorized moorings that have historically been used by the residents without BMRC permits, and we have been able to get all of those moorings removed. They did this enforcement action essentially voluntarily back when we were actually reviewing an application that was submitted in 2002, so it actually dates back to my predecessor when Kevin Curlin had the area. He's here today, by the way.
You want him to come up and give the presentation? I saw Mr. Fry here, too. I was wondering if y'all were having an alumni association meeting today.
Right. I'm not sure Chris touched this one, but I know Kevin did.
Go ahead.
Kevin will remember it. The application submitted in 02 actually asked for 40 wet slips to be added to the existing pier. Due to staff concerns and heavy opposition from the residents, that application was withdrawn. Following the resolution of the violation, the association basically established a peer subcommittee to work with me on the development of a mooring plan that would be, that could be brought before the commission. So what we have here is a request from the association to put in 15 jet ski moorings, which are shown in red, and they would be strung out along the inshore reach of the beach, and then a total of 30 boat moorings, 20 upstream of the pier, 10 downstream, as well as to set 11 piles to establish a roped-off swim area. Each of the circles represents the swing radius around the buoys. The buoys would be white, marked with blue striping, and anchored to galvanized augers. This is an attempt by me to show you what it would look like if you permitted it as proposed. So you'd have your swim area roped off. You'd have the 20 boat moorings and 10 jet ski moorings upstream. You'd have the 10 boat moorings and the 5 jet ski buoys downstream of the pier. Looking from the pier inshore at the swim area to the left of the line, to the right of the line, upriver would be the majority of the buoys. Looking down to the right-hand side of the pier, just again at the swim area, and then downstream of the pier where the balance of the buoys would be established. You can actually see in this photograph several of the unauthorized moorings that historically were out there. They're gone now. Everything from metal poles, the timber piles, the mooring buoys, the crab pot buoys. And so we have managed to get all of that resolved. The project is protested by approximately 8 people now. We're all residents of the subdivision. It's interesting. They really don't oppose the buoys. They oppose the permit being issued in the name of the Civic Association and have suggested that if the permit was written in the name of the subdivision and that everyone could use the buoys, they would withdraw their opposition. VIMS has stated that it's difficult to quantify the adverse impacts of the project because, quite frankly, the impacts will be in turn driven by the individual behavior of the buoy occupants. However, they say that if you reduce the number of the buoys and perhaps provide some trash receptacles on the beach, it would minimize the impacts. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has advised that the project will not impact natural heritage resources in the area, and the Health Department has advised that they have submitted an approved plan for sanitary facilities. Kathy, if I could go ahead and get the lights. So, in summary, from the start, staff has encouraged the association to develop a community mooring plan that would equitably provide moorings for any property owner within the subdivision and safeguard a designated swimming area. The association's preference was to limit the moorings to only those residents who have paid their annual dues. The protestants not only contested this, but believe that the association has no legal right to make application on behalf of the Rappahannock River Estates. While a legal homeowners association has not been established and likely never will, it's staff's opinion that the association is an appropriate authority to make application to VMRC for the moorings and swim area. Any commission decision approving a permit application by the association would not affect whatever legal right any of the subdivision residents may have to seek to enjoin the association from going forward with or completing the project on commonly owned property or to seek any other legal remedy that may be deemed appropriate by a court of law. Having said that, however, we do agree with the protestants that the mooring should be available for any resident within the subdivision who has the shared ownership of the common area. The project is designed appears to provide for a community mooring plan and swim area that is safer for the residents over that which previously existed without our permits. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted for use by any property owner within Rappahannock River Estates subdivision. As such, the allocation of the buoys would become a community responsibility. Additionally, we're recommending the inclusion of our standard permit conditions for mooring buoys, which are listed on page 3 of the eval. I'm not going to read those. And a royalty of $1,125 for the installation of 45 riparian mooring buoys over state-owned submerged land at a rate of $25 per buoy. I should remind the commission that we have not adopted a fee schedule for riparian community use buoys. We have adopted a $100 per buoy fee for non-riparian private use buoys. So I'm available for any questions that you may have.
Any questions for Randy? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question with the location of some of those buoys beyond the end of that pier. Do you have any navigational concerns, or is that
river.
Within?
The river, they're basically reaching out to about the 5-foot contour. Most of the private piers in the Rappahannock that survive the storms have the clothesline mooring systems. And they typically are 200 to 300-foot piers with another 80 feet of clothesline. This, and the river's plenty wide here. The deep water is further offshore. I do not.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Is the applicant represented? Like to come forward. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Fine. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name and who you represent, please.
My name is Bryce Cook. I'm with the Rappahannock River Estates Association.
Good morning.
Good morning. In answering to their questions, I'm trying to figure out a good way to present this, I guess, but just to give you an idea of what we're about is that there are 116 homeowners in the association or in the subdivision and 21 property owners. And of those 137 properties, all but 15 all but seven were unpaid in association dues last year. So we feel like we are the majority of the voice of the majority of the people in the subdivision, and we feel like that leaves us to be the people to apply for this permit. And as far as the usage of them, in past years when there were no permitted moorings out there, we all shared. I mean, irregardless, there wasn't, you know, if I had a mooring out there, anybody that had their boat in the water for the weekend was welcome to use it. And I feel like that would be the same way that it is now, irregardless of what the vote came up to be by the people to decide how the mooring buoys were assigned, so to speak.
How did y'all do that? First come, first serve, or?
It was everybody put in their, whoever wanted one out there just put one in. It was just a matter of the neighborhood would get together, and if somebody wanted to put a pole in, they would go out and sink the pole, or if you wanted to put your own round ball buoy in, you would go out and establish an area that was safe and put that in, and that was how that was done previously.
This arrangement here, if approved, how would the apportionment be handled at that point?
Once we get approval, we would bring it back to the community and allow them to vote on how it would be apportioned. Whether it would be individuals buying their own mooring balls and putting them in by the guidelines of the permit, or if it would be an association paying for the mooring balls and putting them in as a guideline to the permit.
Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else you want to add to the...
No, sir.
Any questions of the gentleman from the commission? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one clarifying question. Is property ownership in Rappahannock River Estates a requirement for membership in the Civic Association? That is to say, are all your members homeowners or required to be homeowners?
Property owners, yes.
In the neighborhood?
In other words,
somebody from down the street can't come and simply set up a...
No.
Join the association and
no, sir.
Put in a mooring.
No, sir.
That's a good question. Any further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We may call you back up for a couple minutes for rebuttal if need be.
No problem.
Anyone here in opposition? Good morning, sir. Before going any further, are you the only one that is here in opposition that you know of? Okay. Just make sure. Save us some time. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name, please.
My name is Ray Afshari. I'm a homeowner in the Rappahannock River Estate.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. And we do not agree with really association being legal, and they want, as they said, maybe 100 people pay, 7 people doesn't pay. We have no right to take their rights, that they have all rights to use the beach, the roads, the water. So only paid member to use, we don't agree with that. We agree with the staff's recommendation. It says all the people in that community has right to use these buoys.
Okay.
And as I talked to the president this morning, he agreed with the same thing, but they didn't bring it up to you. I don't know why. So I thought we resolved our problem, and we agree with the staff's recommendation, says they agree with all the people and homeowner to be able to use these buoys.
Well, I think, Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, what we're doing, what the commission is doing is approving the permit for the placement of these structures. The commission in no way is saying John Smith has that one, Mary Doe has that one, or anything else. We're just approving the application of the project. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it's up to the property owners and whoever else.
First come, first serve.
Make sure I understand that there is absolutely no exclusivity granted to any one specific person by the approval or disapproval of this project. Is that correct?
We're stating that the permit should be issued in the name of the association, and Carl, kick in whenever you need to, that any resident within the subdivision should have the right to use those buoys. But as to the allocation of the buoys, that will be determined by the community at large, not by this commission.
That's my understanding as well. We're not going to approve this project and then police who's going to use buoy number 3-4 down the column.
And we do agree with the
record. Okay. All right. You agree with that recommendation?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
As long as all the people, homeowners, can use it.
I think what's going to happen is that will be up to you as good neighbors to become really good neighbors and figure out how that's going to work out. We've got a lot to work to do here, and I don't think I can pull that one out of the hat.
We tried it for a long time. It didn't work till this morning. They told me they agree with this recommendation.
Well, you know, sometimes it takes little things like this to bring the family together, and hopefully this will.
I think.
Not to prejudge whether we'll approve or deny. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for counsel. And that is, it seems that one of the key disputes here is over the authority of the commission to issue a permit to the association. Is it your opinion that the commission has that authority?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if there, to the extent that there's a dispute between property owners who are not members of the association and the association itself, that's a civil matter, is it not?
Yes, the commission permit does not determine any property rights.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve the project as per staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Motion was made for the record by Mr. Robbins. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda, number 6, Gwynn's Island Botel.